Welcome to Killer Frogs. This is episode 125 for March 26, 2019. This week on the podcast, I'm joined by Ryan and Wes. And this week, we discuss the neuroblastoma walk, baseball's exciting series against the Longhorns, and the men's and women's basketball cruise through the first two rounds of the NIT. And we're going to start everything off tonight with a little bit of news. Just a couple days ago, the TCU volleyball spring schedule was released, and it looks like we're going to open up with a couple of faces that TCU fans should be familiar with. April 1st, we're going to start at UT Arlington, and the volleyball is going to go down to UTSA. So any Frog fans in San Antonio, you may want to go ahead and stop on in and watch them against the Roadrunners. April 13th, we come back up to Dallas, and we face off against SMU, and if anybody wants to try to go to Dallas, you can go ahead and watch them then. The game, I think, starts at 10:30 a.m., and then right back, doubleheader against Stephen F. Austin. So, unfortunately, no spring schedule here at home, but that's a pretty ambitious start there for TCU volleyball.
Yes, it is.
So, looking forward to that. Also, this weekend, or actually this last week, Ryan, this was a pretty busy week for TCU athletics, but it was kind of punctuated a little bit on Saturday. You went out to, was it Clear Fork for the neuroblastoma walk?
We did, you know, and that was also coming off a full week of games too. I feel like I'm in a daze. It's weird. It's a weird feeling, but yes. Yeah, so the neuroblastoma walk was very, very early Saturday morning. We dodged the rain, which was great. It was cool. Very nice. We had, our team raised over $3,000. I think the team that won was just right at $5,000. So we have a goal next year. We totally feel like we can make that. We I think we had maybe 25 people on the team. We had more people donate, but not runs, and which is completely fine. The shirts were a huge success and just a lot of fun, you know, seeing all the different vendors like the Riata out there supporting it year in, every year. Sorry, y'all. I'm so tired. I'm going to be making mistakes all night. But anyway, year after year, it was a lot of fun. And, you know, Maurice, Micah's father, was out there and just so appreciative of everybody who was supporting it. And it was a nice day. Very nice day.
The crowd was good out there?
It was, you know, for people that don't live in Fort Worth, huge thunderstorms were expected all weekend long, and we dodged them, and they kind of hit actually last night around midnight. But and it did sprinkle and rain a little bit that morning, so I think a lot of people were scared off, but it was still a really good showing, and people had already donated their money, so you know, they still made a lot of money for research, so it was good.
It's such a great cause, and you know, Scott and I did that a couple times, and it just had a blast. And if nothing else, the food was great. Of course, yeah. You see Scott, he ran the half marathon, of course, you know.
Half yeah. marathon right to the buffet table.
We walked a couple hundred yards. But no, it was great. What a great event. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think the first year we did it, Micah's dad wore a tutu and tights. And, you know, everybody gets into the spirit of the thing. It was fun. I'm really glad that I was able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. My wife's church group, the women participated. So she's part of a Spanish women's group at our church. And they went there. And early in the morning, I had to stay home with the kids. But she was also worried that the thunderstorms are going to come in and they're going to cancel it. They were talking at one point in time moving it, or at least part of it, indoors, which was kind of odd. But luckily, like you said, everything stayed away, and Saturday turned out to be a fantastic day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this was neat. Meredith Barr, if she was my sorority sister, and well, that's not her married name, that's her maiden name, but that's how everybody would probably know her. She works for Cooks, and so she's on the committee for the 5K, and she got Build-A-Bear to donate, and they were actually going to be out there that day helping all the kids make stuffed animals, bears, and I just thought that was so neat. But they had to, with all the bad weather predictions, they had to cancel the Build-A-Bear. I'm sure they'll come to another event, or even, you know, come next year to the blast run walk. But I thought, gosh, how neat is that Build-A-Bear was going to be there. It would have been a lot of fun.
You know, that wasn't around when my kids were little, but I understand it's gigantic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it once, and it's actually pretty neat.
Yeah. Is it really? I've never done it.
Oh, I have done many a Build-A-Bear in my time.
Yeah, but I can do a teddy bear. That's good medicine for me. So
yeah,
I'm just saying.
I find you a TCU bear there, Wes.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, you know, again, this week was, if you were in the TCU athletics, this week was just an embarrassment of riches. I mean, we got a lot to talk about, but just to wrap up a little bit, just to give you guys an idea, the men's tennis team ends up winning against number 35 Arizona State here in Fort Worth. Beach volleyball started off strong in their, quote, fight in the fort, and they ended up going 3-1 on the weekend. But I think what everybody was looking forward to were two specific events, one at Lupton and the other ones over at the Schollmeyer. And let's start with a little Lupton magic. And the TCU baseball team taking the series.
The magic is real.
From the Longhorns in just dramatic fashion. And I don't know, Ryan, did you make it out to game one?
Yes, I was there for all three of them and both all the basketball games. I was at every event this weekend. That's why I'm just stupid right now because I'm just so tired, so exhausted. But yes, it was just late nights, early mornings, going all day long, and I wouldn't have changed it for the world. That Friday night game, I mean, it was I'm sure everybody's heard about it now, but please go to Killer Frog's Facebook. We've got a bunch of replays on there that we retweet or like reshared to the Facebook. And it was still an exciting game, but it was 0-0 all the way to the, I think, seventh or eighth inning. And then of course UT scored two runs, and then the bottom of the ninth, TCU just in typical TCU fashion came back, and the Horns just fell apart, and we won.
Yeah, that was great to see. Lodolo did a fantastic job going toe to toe with Texas. What was it? Bryce Elder, I think, was on the mound for Texas.
Yes,
and that was a pitcher's duel like no other. I mean, you got seven great innings of pitching from both those guys.
Exactly, and he was, you know, for a while, I love watching the pitching count, and he was about, you know, it looked like 20 to 30 pitches more than the other pitcher, and then eventually it kind of evened out as they got to the end. But Lodolo made it longer, and he had a lot more pitches. And last I looked at it, he was at 114. I think he was striking out players. I mean, it was unbelievable. I could not believe I was like, I'm pretty sure they don't usually throw over 100 pitches, but maybe he does. Maybe that's his thing. I don't know. I'm gonna have to watch that the rest of the year and pay a little bit more attention. But the guy was amazing.
Lodolo's really pitching like the number one draft choice he was out of high school. And, he has really stepped up, and he's been superb this year. Now, we've got to get ourselves a Saturday starter. That's where I think we're.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Saturday game. Well, let's not skip ahead to Saturday. Let's talk a little bit more about Friday, because that Friday game was just unbelievable. I mean, going back to a lot of the comeback from behind wins at Lupton and walk-off wins that we've seen, to be down 2-0 heading into the bottom of the ninth, and beyond, I mean, what Lodolo pitched, what, 8 scoreless innings?
Yep.
So, you know, unfortunately, or maybe he didn't complete the 8th inning, I can't remember, but Perez ended up coming in and getting the win. But you end up with a game that Texas ends up getting 2 runs and then going into the bottom of the ninth and with no outs, end up walking off with the win. I mean, that was that was just fantastic. And it was done through good hitting, good base running, and a little bit of Lupton magic. I mean, that catch that Reiser made to rob the 2-run home run was just fantastic.
Yeah. I know.
That catch Reiser made in this, I think, the second game. Oh, that one that robbed the home run. Of the Texas player.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that was the second game.
And
yeah.
I think Wasco will say that's the best catch he's ever seen.
It just stunk. Was that was the second game, right?
No, it was the first game. It was the first game. It was the fourth inning of the first game.
That's right. I'm so glad we won that game because that was That was epic. That was, please go back and watch that if you haven't seen it. I want to know what that guy's vertical is, because it's like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot. And then he even kind of reached back behind the wall to make the catch. It was
an awkward looking catch, but it was awesome.
We were dumbfounded in the stand. Everybody was. It was unbelievable. There were so many unbelievable plays that game. It was just beautiful.
It was a highlight reel catch. And I think we had a player a couple of years ago that did that. Jason, I can't remember his last name, but he played left field, I believe, for us. And I think he's the one that robbed some player, wasn't UT, but it robbed a player of a home run. And it was just an amazing catch. And, of course, here comes Johnny Reiser, does it, and it's just unbelievable. And stuff like that's got to fire up the team when they see something like that. I'm pretty sure it did. But pitching, hitting, Sunday our guys were bombing the ball away. What, we have four home runs?
Yeah. Pretty like a two-run home run and a three-run home run.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So do we just want to skip over Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday was a bit of an egg. Wasn't their best effort, but it did set up the rubber match there on Sunday, and we ended up taking it, and that's all that matters, right?
Well, sure,
it's true. It does. It is all that matters. And the best part about Saturday, even though we lost, some people may disagree with me, but it still was somewhat. There was a little bit of satisfaction in that day, regardless, because. If you hadn't heard that UT Texas X's had called and reserved the first base front porch, whatever they call it, you know, right there in the shade behind first base, behind the lower level seats.
Yep.
And somebody caught wind of that and sent Donati or ADJD a message on Twitter. And he said, well, that's not going to happen. And so, in his famous words, now there's t-shirts being made. It's awesome. Somebody said, well, why? I guess it was a UT person tweeted him and said, well, why won't you let us rent out the first base porch? And he said, because it's our stadium. Like, <"Duh." laughs> So that, of course, went viral. We loved it. It gave me goosebumps. It was just like the gift that kept on giving. So, of course, I don't know how they did it. Retracted their probably exchanged out their tickets for GA tickets or something. But that was just awesome, you know. And I was wondering. I was like, I wonder if
he should have put them out there on the burn. That's what he should have done.
Do what?
He should have put them out there on the burn.
I mean, He's a hero now. You know,
the
way these things have become a business now, to turn down the money, basically he said, your money's no good here. You know, So, to turn down the money, I think it's just incredible. In this day and age of, you know, athletic being more of a business than it is about sports, he stepped up a notch in my opinion. That was a great move, and I'm very happy to see him make that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, that was nice to see.
Yes,
and he is certainly starting to endear himself to the Frog Nation. So that's
especially
good.
After UT set us fans up on the very tip top last row at the football game. Remember how awful that was? Our poor band having to haul all their gear up there is just miserable.
Yeah, so you had to avoid the 747s coming into land at Austin International Airport.
Yeah,
that was terrible. No, nosebleed would have been better seats than those. Mm-hmm. it was ridiculous.
So on Saturday, the girls also played UTA in basketball.
Yes.
And I was there for that. And that was a lot of fun. It was kind of close throughout the game. And then they girls just like in basketball, both games just blew them away. I think the UTA felt like they got slighted a little bit by the refs and, you know, they should have been closer, but I was like, really? I think we won by what, 30 points or give or take? I mean, so.
No, it's like 20 something, but
you can't be off.
Well, and just to backtrack a little bit. So on last week's podcast, for those of you who are listening, we kind of broke the news that we got the women got into the NIT. I was waiting furiously, refreshing. They finally posted it and took took the first game, I guess. I think it was Prairie View, is that right? Without a problem. Walked into the second round, both at Schollmeyer, took UTA out. I thought that was going to be more of a contest. I was a little concerned with UTA moving into that one, but now they're, you know, both the men's and we'll get to the men's in a minute, but they're what, 60 minutes away from going to New York.
Yeah.
It's exciting. You know what?
We seem to like that city up there, and I hope we get there. And if you're going to go up there, win the whole darn thing. You know, if you're going to the NIT, win it. You know,
yep.
Win it, and that we did it last time, and you know we're well on the way this time. We just got to win one more game, and we're in New York, so
yeah.
You know. Both teams look like they're having a lot of fun out there. I mean, their moments. They're not taking. I mean, they're obviously taking it seriously, but they just seem to be in their element, very relaxed, smiling, having fun with each other. It's not tense. You know, like in basketball, it can fluctuate throughout the whole game, but it really hasn't, honestly, in the tournament yet. We've pretty much dominated, but it's just nice to see them all getting over the fact that they were all pretty disappointed not to make the NCAA tournament, but now they're owning this, and they're a lot of fun to watch, both teams.
Good point, because being snubbed like they were, both men and women, I mean, especially the men, which again we'll get to in a minute, but to be snubbed in that particular fashion, this could have gone a completely different way, and nobody would have necessarily batted an eye at it, because you know you could, it's such an emotional letdown. But both teams, like you said, you know, to both Dixon and Peabody's credit, they have both squads playing. Loose is not the right term. I think you said it best when you said relax. They're playing as a unit. They're having fun out there. Heck, just the final minutes last night for men's basketball, when they're doing a little bit of keep away from Nebraska, it looked like backyard basketball. It was great. It was wonderful to see. And they're out there just kind of, you know, tossing the ball around. And Nebraska, to their credit, was playing hard all the way to the final buzzer. But you could just kind of see it. I mean, they were having fun and joking around and laughing and smiling, and it was like that the entire game.
Hey, you know what really impressed me? I think we're 20 of 25 at the free throw line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Hallelujah.
That's a big step.
Well, yes. And Nebraska struggled with their free throws. I don't know if it really would have made the difference for them last night, because we just came alive and it was great. But it was that's the best I've seen them do ever. It was beautiful. I'm sure Jamie was very, very proud of them.
Yeah, it's a nice change of fortune at the free throw line. So yeah, when things are going your way. And now we've got Crichton coming in. Sorry, go ahead, Ryan.
Oh, I was gonna say the player that got ejected from the game for a flagrant foul, that's a tongue twister. I don't remember his name, but I wanted to say something, because of course it was bad what he did. And it was, the angle that we had was different than the angle they showed on the replay. We were on the other side, and it was actually showed it a lot better. But it was in a moment of just, his adrenaline was rushing, he really lashed out. But what I was very proud of the way that he handled it, because you know, in football, those kids will get tossed from a game and they sit there and egg on the crowd as they're walking out and just act a fool, you know, while they're being escorted off the field. This kid, he did not act that way. You could tell that he didn't have his head hanging or anything. He handled it beautifully. Like I wish I could remember his name or number, but not that he will ever listen to this, or anybody from Nebraska will listen to this, but I thought, golly, what a great way to handle it. 'Cause it was an important game. He's obviously a good player, 'cause he's on the court at the time.
Right.
And he regretted it, but he just, Mike's showing me something. Is that him? Sorry, he's showing me something. Mike is showing me something right now, and he's
it was Isaiah Roby that was ejected.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6'8", 230 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I don't know how else to say it, but he just seemed to be a class act walking off the. It wasn't his. Yeah. You could tell.
Good.
Yeah, it happens.
I felt bad for him afterwards. He deserved to be out of the game, no doubt. But
well, that's good to hear, because I don't remember seeing the aftermath on TV. I know he got ejected, and they showed him a little bit, but I don't remember seeing, you know, I may have missed it. I may have gotten distracted. But I don't remember seeing him walk off the court and follow him. But yeah, I mean that was one of those moments where you can kind of see the emotions were getting a little high and it got away from him. But
yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
yep. So.
Yeah. So men are going to be hosting Crichton. It's tomorrow. Actually, we're recording this on Monday, so when you hear this on Tuesday, Tuesday night, get out there and support the men against Crichton because they're going to need it. And then the women play Arkansas on Thursday.
Away. No, home or away? It's away, right?
It's away, okay, yeah. They're finally on the road this time. So, yeah, they're going to have to win on the road to make it to New York, but The men look pretty pumped, and they need as many people out there to support them as
they can. How good is Arkansas this year?
Arkansas is going to be probably, I think on our side of the bracket, they're probably the best.
Yeah.
So yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a fight.
Vietnam, right?
Yeah. There's a throwback from the early days of the Southwest Conference.
Yeah, but that's aptly named too. That's not an easy place to play, particularly football. But
and also the team that TCU's the men are playing, is it Crichton or Creighton? Yeah. I've always said Creighton.
Okay, Crichton, so, but
I don't know.
Dealer's Either choice way, at this point.
Exactly, but they're the team where they host the World Series. That's where we play the World Series is at that school in their ballpark.
Omaha?
In Omaha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that?
So that's their university. So.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I thought that was kind of neat. We've had some, yeah. So just to kind of
I'll be perfectly happy
who
if
they are.
I'll be happy if Crichton comes down and visits Fort Worth, as long as the baseball gets to go and visit Crichton.
I'm with you on that. I think that's
later
great.
In the season. I'll be happy with that.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Not bad.
Exactly.
Yeah. And to Wes's point, if we can find that Saturday starter, I think that's a likely scenario this season. So
yeah,
it would be nice. That would be nice. So yeah, I mean the week we started off last week when we were talking to the podcast, looking forward to the schedule, and it was just like game after game after game after mm-hmm. game. Tennis and volleyball, and you had women's tennis and men's tennis and basketball and just baseball, and it was just an absolutely crazy schedule, and coming out on the other side of the week, it was a darn good week for Frog Athletics.
No doubt. Yep.
So good it way really to kick was. Off the spring.
Yeah. Now, is the spring football game this Saturday?
I believe it's the 6th.
The 6th. Hey, Mike, it's not this Saturday.
Well, don't quote me on that. So hold on. Now you got me worried. If Mike's saying, let's see.
He's usually pretty good about.
Well, he might be right. Let's see.
It snuck up on me. I was like, I think about it.
Are y'all going to the sale?
Yeah. No, wait.
Well, we like to keep that on the DL. Let's keep that on the down low, Wes. We don't want everybody knowing about this. So wait, what about the spring game?
Oh, I'm trying to find it. They haven't made it easy to figure out stuff here on this new website of theirs.
Oklahoma State baseball. We play Oklahoma State in a home series this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that'll be another great, great series. So come on out and support the Frogs. And then men's tennis is also at home on Sunday. And if you've never been to a men's tennis game, you got to go because they, first of all, Roditi is he might be the coolest coach on campus. He's just a cool dude. Like he does all the videos at the end of tennis matches. He's so passionate. He wears his that special hat, cowboyish hat on the
cowboy-ish
tennis court.
Hat.
It's a different kind of hat. And I wouldn't say it's total Stetson, but
it's a short brim Stetson.
It looks good on him. Like he wears it well.
LBJ and my grandfather used to wear. It's a great hat. I'd love to have one.
But so they give out free pizza. I think they give out free Cokes and things like that. And on the 6th, I know, not this weekend, but they're going to have free tacos. I mean, every weekend is something neat. He's got the famous if you're 21, the famous rolling bar where you can actually get free drinks. And it's, they're free, guys. I mean, this is free alcohol for 21 and over. So that's a deal.
Okay,
so,
they have good bourbon? They have good bourbon there? Or what
I'm
are they
sure have? They do. I'm sure they do. So go out and support.
You know, Coach, he doesn't spring for well.
I know. I'm not a hard alcohol person. I wish I liked it.
He's gonna bring out the good stuff.
Exactly.
The coaches bring out good stuff. I mean, come on.
He does.
Well.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and you know, and I think we've got to get Roditi and the rifle coach, out for our State of the Frogdom. That was one thing that several people pointed out, and when we took that poll. On the forum of who they wanted to hear from. And those were the two names that really spiked to the top. So it'll be fun to hear from them in a few months. So Sean, any success?
You know, here's the problem. They just don't put news on their website like they used to.
I know. Is it on the RiffRam app? How many of y'all use the RiffRam app? If you don't,
I didn't even know we had a RiffRam app.
Oh gosh, it's amazing. Let me get to it. I can look it up.
Well, you can you can stream them. I always check the stats on it during a game. If I'm not, but it's not bad. It's an app that actually does something.
Yeah,
now,
I mean,
see,
I
now that's my problem. I use Google and or some of the other sports websites for my, you know, in game. Stats and stuff. So
see, like, yeah. It says on the app right now, it says 22 games in the next 7 days for TCU. So
that's
then it
awesome.
Lists them all. It's crazy, y'all. This is so much fun. So it has gives a preview of the NIT TCU versus Creighton, and then TCU hosts UTRGV. Oh my god, that's a lot of letters. Tuesday at 5 p.m. That's a Tuesday night baseball game. And then it goes to preview, you know, SMU, TCU tennis, and it goes on and on. It's so neat. Then they recap what just happened. You can go on there. They, like, for instance, for the hats that they just gave out the last baseball game, you could go on early and reserve your hat and pay $20 so that you could just get it when you got there. I'm sure that makes a lot of people mad. But you still had to go to the game to get it, but you could just pay for it versus getting it free. When you got there. Yeah, every sport on here. We've got a lot of sports. So what am I doing? Football. Let's look. Let's see if this app will tell me when the football is.
Well, Go Frogs is no help. That's for certain. And I could have sworn it was the 6th. I could be wrong.
Okay, spring football begins Friday. That was 25 days ago.
So. Yeah.
Let's see.
See, now that was the last news that they had posted on Go Frogs too. So I was like, okay,
really,
well, at the end of February, well, that's great, but
thanks.
You know,
well,
and,
guys,
and this
we're
was
just
this was
get
something.
Back to you on that.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, we had discussed this a couple weeks ago about spring games on killerfrogs.com. I mean, there was a couple of threads. I think it started off in the recruiting thread, and it kind of moved. It migrated to some other threads too. If anybody wants to pick up on this, but. You know, OU and Texas make a huge deal about a spring game. And Patterson, it's so low-key. And I don't get it because, you know, we're trying to sell, you know, suites. We're trying to sell season tickets. We're trying to increase, you know, participation from Fort Worth and the outlying community in Frog football. Why not make this a bigger deal? I don't get that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's kind of his thing. It's never really a full contact game. It's a glorified scrimmage. With referees.
Yeah. But I think the other schools are kind of the same. But I know that Ohio State, I think they sell out their spring game. And it only lasts maybe an hour at the most. I will say what's neat about this game is I don't think it was last year, because I think last year it rained, but the year before, Gary actually came up into the stands and was just sitting down with people. He'd get up and he'd go sit down with some other people, a good time to network with the fans. And I thought, golly, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Look at your cute dog, Wes. I wish we were all on camera for everybody to see. Oh, it's so cute. Just want to pick that thing up and put it in my pocket. But how much does that
it's
puppy weigh?
It's just
like,
about the right size to do that, by the way.
Pound and a half.
Oh, my God. I'd be so afraid I would, like, step on it.
Well, he's pretty active, and he'll jump out of your arms. If you're not careful. He'll go flying out of my hands, and it's a long drop to the floor.
No, he reminds me of a flying squirrel. That's what he looks like.
He does.
He kind of looks like a squirrel, but he's a, I mean, he's fun, but.
What's his name?
What is it? Teddy.
What?
Teddy.
What was that again?
Teddy.
Oh, oh, Teddy. That's sweet. Teddy. Yeah, he's pretty cute. Y'all, pretty we're looking Teddy. At the like the tiniest little, it's not even anymore.
Well, he's 7 months little. Old.
Yeah, so he's.
Let me tell you what, he's got all the energy of a puppy. He wears me out.
So. Yeah.
Look at those Ewok ears. He's like an Ewok.
You know, I'll have him out in the backyard okay. and I'll put this 25-foot lead on him so he can wander around a little bit. And, you know, you see these hawks and everything hovering around up there thinking, oh, there's dinner.
Oh, they will no. get that dog.
Yeah.
Don't because ever, it, that
a
happens.
25-foot lead might be a little generous with hawks flying
yeah,
around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't let it go out that far, but he's, you know, I'm always, you have to be aware of it. Either that or a coyote will come up.
Yeah, that's lunch to one of those hawks. We just had a friend, their little puppy dog like that was swooshed down and taken. They did find it alive eventually, but.
I had a turkey trot through my backyard this afternoon.
Aww.
Nice.
That puppy is
I mean,
so
we
cute.
Get deer and foxes in the backyard all the time, but I'm looking back there and I think, that's a dadgum turkey. What is he doing here? He just came strutting through my backyard, jumped over the neighbor's fence and kept going down the street.
He was looking for your dog. That's what he was doing.
Yeah, I guess so.
So
me,
do you
I'm
like
just looking for a drumstick.
So I'm wondering, like, when you do you kennel the little puppy at night, like in a shoebox, or do you
or he's does got the little a whole puppy condo in our more? Bedroom. He's it's a He's got a condo set up, believe me.
I bet. Because he really can't sleep in bed with you because you would maybe roll over and smush him.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He's
look at him yawning. Okay, put the dog away. We got to get back on track.
I was going
to
say, you can tell we're pretty much at the end of the podcast when we're talking about puppies. So. Yeah. Well, you see a cute little puppy. You got to.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You can never have. A puppy overload here. Come on.
It's well, true. If they back can, if to the people spring can only game. See it.
Back to the spring game. So when okay, we, I guess
we
do
anything
find
anything about
out.
The any injuries or anything? I don't think there's been any significant injuries this spring. And last
yeah,
report I heard, Patterson seems to be happy with the quarterback situation.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I mean, at this point, no news is about as much as we can possibly hope for. Because, I, you know, we don't want any more sprinkler head incidents or anything like that. And it's yeah. I at this point, like I said, I would rather just go through spring without really having any sort of headlines whatsoever.
True. Yeah, no news is good news, right?
Absolutely. So, but again, going back to the spring game, you know, again, I'm still wondering why aren't we making this a bigger deal? I mean, if we want to step up the program, everybody else in the country who's a big program makes a big deal about their spring game.
Yeah. And we don't even know if it's this weekend.
It's not even on the website. I mean,
terrible.
Come on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I have to go wade through Twitter to find it on one of their Twitter feeds. But I mean, I haven't even gotten in. And Wes, you and I are both on, and Ryan, I think you are too. We're all on the media press release email
that is
list.
True.
Not a word. So, not I mean, outside word. Of a couple press conferences here and there, there hasn't been any news about football.
Let me text John Denton real quick, see what
I
he...
I think there's some... You know how Patterson is about giving away too much information. And I'm almost afraid if he felt like he'd freak out if he had 15 or 20,000 fans in the stands. You know, it's just me, maybe not. But I think it'd be an awesome thing to see that many people there for a spring game. Well,
you're still talking a third of the year away from opening day. I mean, what can you possibly glean? I can understand 2 weeks before the season starts, maybe a month before the season starts, but 4 months out, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, there's being cautious, and then there's that.
You know,
that's not it.
It is going to be really interesting to see who's our quarterback this year. We have a few different options.
Well, it looks like
everyone's healthy.
The videos I've seen of Justin Rogers, he's looking pretty nimble out there, and I think Patterson. Say he's about 90 or 95%.
Well,
yeah,
and then that transfer from K State's supposed to be really good too. So
yeah,
that's really good. Glad
yeah,
to hear that.
Again, it's one of those situations. It's good to have this sort of competition. We've got seasoned quarterbacks. We've got fantastic freshmen. Mm-hmm. We've got guys who've been in the system for a couple of seasons. So it's a good mix. And you know, whoever rises to the top of this particular group, I think we're all going to be very happy with.
And we have this.
Where our new wide receiver coach works at. What he's got.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he'll bring a new focus to the wide receiver. I don't know. I mean, that was a great move, but I also really believe putting Rusty Burns as an analyst is an even better move. One of the things I think Sonny Cumbie lacked last year was having somebody in the mentorship role that Sonny Dykes offered him 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And a little more maturity, a little more, you know, insight into the offense. And I think Burns brings that to the table. I think it was a great move. Looking forward to see how it plays out on the field.
Yeah, I think a couple more moves on the staff, and I think we got it just about where we want it. But
we've
talked about those. We'll wait till football season starts before we start jumping on that bandwagon again. But
I think I know where it's going though.
I think we all do. But we'll talk about that when football season starts. But in any event, definitely go and kill frogs, because we'll have information about the spring game whenever it is, whether it's this weekend or it's the 6th. And I think it's the 6th, but just in case, be prepared to go out there this weekend and watch the spring game. If it's this weekend, if I'm wrong, and I could totally be wrong, I have been in the past many times. Just ask my wife. Anyway, so I think with that, I think we've pretty much covered this week's in TCU athletics, and we got another busy week coming up. So, Ryan, you going to do it all over again?
You know, I'm so disappointed. I'm not. I'm so disappointed. I'm headed out of town for work, so I'm going to miss the baseball game.
Work.
And I know it's totally getting in the way of my TCU life, but I'm going to miss it. At least I like my job though, so it makes it easy. But I'll miss the baseball game and the basketball game, which really stinks. And then actually I'll miss Friday nights. I'll only make one baseball game this weekend on Sunday because my dad's birthday's Friday night. So we have dinner. Oh, that looks good. A little whiskey there, Sean. Mm.
Yes.
Hibiki? Is that how you say it?
Hibiki? Hibiki. It's Japanese.
Hibiki. I like it.
So,
no,
a bottle my dad gave me for Christmas, and it's pretty much gone at this point. But, anyway, little turning Japanese tonight, so there you go.
But I'm going to go to tennis and baseball on Sunday. So.
Oh, look at you. There you go.
Well, very nice. Well, with that, I think we have come to the end of the podcast, and I want to thank everybody who's out there listening to us. Of course, we're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, and if you haven't run by the iTunes store and given us a review, go ahead and do that. It helps the podcast become discoverable for other TCU fans. Of course, you can get Killer Frogs on all the major social media networks. We're on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Of course, you can go on killerfrogs.com, sign up for a free account, and discuss TCU athletics with the rest of us. Of course, remember to get all of your TCU athletics news from FrogsWire.com. And of course, with that, we have now reached the end of our podcast. It's the time we get the frogs up and get to say,
Go Frogs!